The Boston Herald, January 7, 1895. A Temple Given to God. Dedication of the Mother Church of Christian Science. With simple ceremonies, four times repeated, in the presence of four different congregations, aggregating nearly 6,000 persons, the unique and costly edifice erected in Boston at Norway and Falmouth Streets as a home for the first Church of Christ Scientist and a testimonial to the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, was yesterday dedicated to the worship of God. The structure came forth from the hands of the artisans with every stone paid for, with an appeal, not for more money, but for a cessation of the tide of contributions which continued to flow in after the full amount needed was received. From every state in the Union and from many lands, the love offerings of the disciples of Christian Science came to help erect this beautiful structure, and more than 4,000 of these contributors came to Boston from the far-off Pacific Coast and the Gulf States and all the territory that lies between to view the new-built temple and to listen to the message sent them by the teacher they revere. From all New England, the members of the denomination gathered. New York sent its hundreds, and even from the distant states came parties of 40 and 50. The large auditorium, with its capacity for holding from 1,400 to 1,500 persons, was hopelessly incapable of receiving this vast throng, to say nothing of nearly 1,000 local believers. Hence, the service was repeated until all who wished had heard and seen, and each of the four vast congregations filled the church to repletion. At 7:30 a.m., the chimes in the great stone tower, which rises 126 feet above the earth, rung out their message of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Old familiar hymns, "All hail the power of Jesus' name," and others such, were chimed until the hour for the dedication service had come. At 9 a.m., the first congregation gathered. Before this service had closed, the large vestry room and the spacious lobbies and the sidewalks around the church were all filled with a waiting multitude. At 10:30 o'clock, another service began, and at noon, still another. Then there was an intermission, and at 3 p.m., the service was repeated for the last time. There was scarcely even a minor variation in the exercises at any one of these services. At 10:30 a.m., however, the scene was rendered particularly interesting by the presence of several hundred children in the central pews. These were the little contributors to the building fund whose money was devoted to the Mother's Room, a superb apartment intended for the sole use of Mrs. Eddy. These children are known in the church as the Busy Bees, and each of them wore a white satin badge with a golden beehive stamped upon it, and beneath the beehive the words "Mother's Room" in gilt letters. The pulpit end of the auditorium was rich with the adornment of flowers. On the wall of the choir gallery above the platform, where the organ is to be hereafter placed, a huge seven-pointed star was hung, a star of lilies resting on palms, with a center of white immortelles, upon which in letters of red were the words, Love Children's Offering, 1894. In the choir and the steps of the platform were potted palms and ferns and Easter lilies. The desk was wreathed with ferns and pure white roses, fastened with a broad ribbon bow. On its right was a large basket of white carnations resting on a mat of palms, and on its left a vase filled with beautiful pink roses. Two combined choirs, that of the First Church of Christ Scientist of New York and the choir of the Home Church, numbering 35 singers in all, led the singing under the direction, respectively, of Mr. Henry Lincoln Case and Miss Elsie Lincoln. Judge S. J. Hanna, editor of the Christian Science Journal, presided over the exercises. On the platform with him were Messrs. Ira O. Knapp, Joseph Armstrong, Stephen A. Chase, and William B. Johnson, who composed the board of directors, and Mrs. Henrietta Clark Bemis, a distinguished elocutionist and a native of Concord, New Hampshire. The utmost simplicity marked the exercises. After an organ voluntary, the hymn, Laus Deo, It Is Done, written by Mrs. Eddy for the cornerstone laying last spring, was sung by the congregation. Selections from the scriptures and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures were read by Judge Hanna and Dr. Eddy. A few minutes of silent prayer came next, followed by the recitation of the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. The sermon prepared for the occasion by Mrs. Eddy, which was looked forward to as the chief feature of the dedication, was then read by Mrs. Bemis. Mrs. Eddy remained at her home in Concord, New Hampshire, during the day, because, as heretofore stated in the Herald, it is her custom to discourage among her followers that sort of personal worship which religious teachers so often receive. Before presenting the sermon, Mrs. Bemis read the following letter from a former pastor of the church. To Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, Dear teacher, leader, guide, Laus Deo, it is done. At last you begin to see the fruition of that you have worked, toiled, prayed for. The prayer in stone is accomplished. Across 2,000 miles of space, as mortal sense puts it, I send my hearty congratulations. You are fully occupied, but I thought you would willingly pause for an instant to receive this brief message of congratulation. Surely, it marks an era in the blessed onward work of Christian Science. It is a most auspicious hour in your eventful career. While we all rejoice, yet the Mother in Israel, alone of us all, comprehends its full significance. Yours lovingly, Lanson P. Norcross.